boom 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 doom 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 Yeah, let's do this.
Comic book stuff. Okay, hello everybody. We are here. It's the return
we
of
are Lord indeed.
The return of Lord Face Tat and the Moon Baron.
Absolutely.
And me.
No. No dogs, no nothing this week. I'm good.
Oh, shoot. I turned up the wrong... Sorry. Hold on. I think we have face tat now.
Oh.
So,
now we...
No. Turn it back.
Oh, did I turn up the wrong slider?
I think so.
Oh.
So I'm actually one with the new platform formerly known as Twitter, now called X.
Oh, needs. You know what? I somehow missed that. Like, I haven't been like paying attention to much this week. I've just been like pretty dead for pop culture, for like new news.
Yeah.
And so the app just changed on my phone and it moved positions because I have my apps it's alphabetical. Like,
what's this? When did I install an app called X?
Yeah. No, I straight up was like, what is it happening? What is this app? What crazy virus have I downloaded?
That's hilarious. I wonder how many people that's happened to.
I'll bet a bunch.
That didn't know.
Well, so it's like, I don't know if you guys remember, but Elon Musk has tried rebranding a company and calling it X before. When he was running PayPal, he tried doing it, and they held a coup and blocked him out to prevent him from doing that, because at that point, like, PayPal had essentially become like a verb where they're like, hey, you could just PayPal me. And yeah, they didn't want to lose.
Just exit to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, and then only that too, like certain, like when they were doing, studies for it, a lot of people saying like, hey, it feels like an adult, brand.
Yeah.
You know? And so,
yeah, there's that fun gem too.
See, it doesn't
feel like here's the thing. It's not very often a brand is so well put together that it becomes a verb, right? Like Kleenex, Band-Aid. Like, you refer all bandages as Band-Aids. Like, I need to get a Band-Aid, or hey, hand me that Kleenex. Like, you don't call them tissues, you call them Kleenexes,
right?
You know, or like, hey, hand me that Q-tip when you're referring to con swabs in general. So Twitter and PayPal are both like kind of in the same like realm right now with that.
I think PayPal.
So
I don't know if I agree with that though. Like, because I don't say like, hey, I'm gonna send you a Twitter. I never say that.
A lot of people,
right? But they're like, oh, did you read that tweet?
Yeah, but it has, you know, that, but so, yeah, but that it only comes from Twitter. The tweets are only Twitter. Now the X thing is right. Like not as iconic. I get that. And I agree with you on that. But I don't know if it's quite Kleenex.
He's got two other companies too, called XLR and XRP.
Yeah, maybe it's just easy to keep it on his phone that way. I don't know.
Oh yeah, he's trying to get all his brands under one moniker is what he's doing.
No, he has, and all the logos are the same. His mom X'd XXX, which everyone was like kind of like teasing her for, but I think Elon's got a bigger picture, and I think he wants to like somehow directly like counter, like he wants to have a fight with Meta is what I'm expecting. He wants probably more of a cooler, sleeker, modern brand.
Is it just because they?
He's also nuts.
Is it also because they just did the at symbol, like? Because, like.
Well, I mean, who doesn't want to go down against Zuck?
I mean,
he's very punchable.
Well, the thing is, that, like, that one wants, like, a lot of information. Like, for basically was old, like Twitter used to be.
Yeah.
Or X.
Right. So well, now that Meta has Threads, right, which is essentially Twitter, this is what I see happening. If Elon can't, like, really have his new brand impact heavy, Twitter or X is done. Like, it's gonna die. It's going to fall out flat and fizzle out, and then people are going to move over to Threads, which, you know, there have been other social media platforms that have wanted to take out the social media giant that is Meta or Facebook, and they've all failed.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like...
And the only competition that it has is itself. Like, Instagram beat Facebook, but Instagram is Facebook.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, Threads is, like, that I don't understand is, why don't you... Is Threads just basically Facebook messages with the pictures turned off?
It's...
Probably.
It's just Twitter. It really is just... So it's Instagram without pictures.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So we're scaling down. Yeah, so first is, like, we got, like... We got Facebook, and then we got Instagram, which is like Facebook but with less. And then we go down even further. So, like, is the next one just going to be like T9 chat? Like, what are we doing here? It feels like we're just scaling down.
But people are thinking if, like, when this whole thing goes down, the king of social media is going to be Discord. That's what people are theorizing is, like, the two giants are going to be Reddit and Discord.
I mean, Discord got really big during like COVID, the COVID times. There's a lot of people.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have entire companies, for example, like Critical Role has a Discord, freaking Vans has a Discord. I wouldn't be surprised if like you just don't join Discord servers to get people that are like-minded like you. Right, to completely filter out the posts and the things that you don't want to see. Yeah. You know, it's free of ads. It's free of, I guess you could say, targeted, like, social media advertising through an algorithm that, like, predicts your click and, like, tries to force feed you, like, products.
Yeah, because, like, to get on one of those servers, you actually have to, like, try. As evidence today.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, it's good and bad, right? Because like I hate getting a bunch of ads on Instagram, but I do find a lot of cool stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or in social media in general, where you know I'm like, you know, I'll save it, so I don't know.
Yeah,
welcome to the podcast.
Anyway, speaking of which, let's talk about other things. Whenever I hear, you know, With the name change of Twitter, I just think, you know, X gonna give it to you. that song just pops in my mind every time I hear somebody talking about it or see a little bit about it.
Just when people, instead of saying retweet, they're like, X gave it to you. Like, that's the new, like retweeting.
There you go.
Did you see that Kanye gave X to, like, Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, we'll
work it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
or
we'll just forget that you ever said that sentence.
Yeah, but we can all say that we used to work for Twitter. Now that it's no longer a company, we were project managers.
Okay.
At Twitter.
Sure. Anyway.
Anyway.
Nerdy news.
Anyways, I'm a bad mouth Jake.
Oh yeah. I'm Matt, also known as the Chaotic Evil Moon Baron.
I am Steve, the Supreme Space Wizard.
See, I don't know if I'm Chaotic Evil enough. I'm not, like, I haven't broken into
you're not a, you're,
today.
You're not a burn down a random town and then decide later you have a familiar kind of chaos?
I had a little interesting game this week.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
flavorless Kool-Aid's disgusting.
Oh, so no, we gotta stop this.
Kool-Aid just sugar?
No, Steve.
And water.
No. Steve, I gotta tell this.
No,
I gotta tell this story.
It gets worse.
Okay, so Jake goes, "Hey, I made sugar-free Kool-Aid." Do you know what he made?
You're a monster.
Do you know what he made?
No, water.
He made Kool-Aid like Kool-Aid powder and water. That's it. That's his sugar-free Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's what sugar-free he's like, this Kool-Aid
tastes
is.
And he takes a sip. He's like, this tastes awful. And we took a sip. There's no sweetener in here.
It's, hey, man, here's the thing. I'll be polite to you, first of all.
Like I said before, I appreciate the effort, but see, this bottle also has sugar-free Kool-Aid, but it's actually a clear version.
I get, yeah. Okay.
Matt, banana tequila is not called Kool-Aid. You need to stop. You're an alcoholic.
Banana tequila is amazing. It's platinum. It's from Mexico. It's delicious.
There's a lot of things from Mexico that aren't delicious.
Yeah,
just because it's from Mexico doesn't automatically make it delicious.
Yeah, but I brought it all the way back. Of course, it's
good. Matt, what was it that we mixed the Baja Blast with a couple of weekends ago?
That was the coconut flavor.
Yeah, he makes coconut tequila with Baja Blast. Well, apparently it was pretty good.
So I think they officially can't call it tequila because it's flavored, but it's made with agave. It is a liqueur. Yeah,
I mean, it's a mixed.
It's a liqueur made with agave, so it's pretty much tequila, from my understanding. So they can't call it tequila because it's tequila rules. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think they can make flavor technically.
I don't know. That's...
Anyway.
That's a weird one.
Anyway. Yeah. This man right here made flavorless I appreciate the effort.
Not flavorless. Sugar-free.
Like, yes.
There's still flavor there. Just not...
But he took the...
Oh, no.
It's the flavor of tears and sadness.
It tasted like cough medicine, but you can't get high off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had no joy whatsoever.
I'd say it tasted like living in Clifton. Tasted like when my mom was
straight
single.
Out of Clifton.
Tasted like when we were single and my mom lived in a basement apartment. Tastes like Bisquick pizza.
Jake is wrong.
Anyway.
Jake leaked false.
Jake meant your song.
It's good to preamp that.
Let me just get out all of them in while he's gone.
Jake taught definitive fight.
That's for our international viewers.
Yeah.
Jake no está correcto.
Oh, there we go, the Spanish.
Jake is wrong! Jake is wrong!
Had to do it twice for good measure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll see if he even listens to this episode.
To this part where he stepped away. How dare he walk away from his screen. Did you see that the... So, I missed a little bit last week, so if I rehash...
This is purple drink, so this is like two and a half bags of sugar.
It looks blue on the screen.
It's that much sugar. It changed from purple to blue.
Listen, it doesn't taste like cavities, and I don't want it.
So if you put enough sugar in it, it removes the red pigment?
Yes.
No, this is a purple drink. It's the grape flavor.
Will that turn me teal?
Oh, no. I don't even know. Anyway.
Yeah, where were we at with the news?
Did you guys talk about the fact that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem has a sequel and TV series in the works?
No, we didn't. We did not.
Okay. Because it does. I guess that's a story. The story is that there's a... This movie is apparently, like, really good. Like, it's getting great.
It's killing it.
It's not on wide release yet, right? Like, it's just early.
No, it's coming out. It should be coming out by the time this episode drops.
Okay, so it drops this week.
So not only that, dude. Like, their marketing for this has been insane. Like, Pizza Hut did like this virtual AR game where you have a potential to win pizza for a year, and it's not just pizza for a year. I mean, no, it's pizza for life. So it's pizza for life. Yeah, and so you get free pizza for life. You get a denim jacket, you get a ninja mask, you get a drink set, like mixed drinks, where you can like make the ooze, and it comes in this container. There are shoes that are out, there are branded pizzas all over Walmart for it. Like, it is literally mutant mayhem all across America for this. And
that's cool.
You know, and then not only that, too, like, they have announced the sequel to The Last Ronin, like, which is perfect timing.
Oh, yeah, we talked about, like, that on Wednesday.
We talked a little bit about it on Wednesday, but yeah.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I don't think people have been this stoked about Ninja Turtles since the 90s.
Honestly, yeah, because like the other series were good, but
was it you that was telling me? Somebody was telling me there's a rumor about a live action Last Ronin being
made. Yeah, me. That was you that said that. Yeah, there is a strong rumor that they're trying, or some people are very much very interested. Basically, they've said they're interested, and they've talked about
it. I hope that does happen.
I wouldn't want a movie. I would want a series. I think The Last Ronin would be such a good series.
Yeah.
If they had the writers who did Invincible and The Boys, like, get, first of all, okay, Seth Rogen already did a fantastic job with The Boys and with Invincible and with Preacher and Green Hornet. Like, if he was hopped on with this project and had someone like, I don't know, Amazon on there, it would kill it.
So I think it would be, this one would be pretty good as a, this one might be good as an animated series. And if it was Amazon, it would be right up their alley. But yeah, like the kind of like defeated superhero type feel, or the like the superhero, but he didn't win, or not always the good guy kind of thing.
Like, that's broken to the point of like you're an anti-villain, essentially.
Yeah, that's a.
Well, you take Raph from the 1989 Ninja Turtles movie, and how like broken he was in that movie, and then crank it to 11 for Mikey for Last Ronin.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much.
Which is so crazy, because it's just like when you find out that it's Mikey, like I remember I wasn't even reading the storylines, but like I want to now, especially finding out Mikey, because like when you sit back, everyone's like, that's totally Raphael.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally him. And then when everyone was like, no, that's Mikey, everyone was just like, wait, like, let's go surfing, dude. Like, I want to go shred. Yeah, like,
you take the happiest
joke, Mikey.
Yeah. The happiest one of the four, the most laid back, you know, everything's awesome.
Arguably the happiest character in the entire series.
Yeah. And do that to him. That's good writing.
Yeah, for real.
That's great writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was like really dark. And the fact that Mikey went from, hey, there's a way to spare life, to like, nah, you don't get a second chance. Like, you're just dead, is like crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think we should go see Mutant Mayhem. It looks like a really fun film.
Yeah, I want to see it.
The animation looks super cool. I'm excited to hear Post Malone in it.
Apparently, so Ice Cube's in it, and there was a report.
Oh, yeah, Ice Cube, too.
And I don't know how well, you know, I don't know how much stock to put into this, but Ice Cube said that Jackie Chan deserved an Oscar for his performance in this.
Oh, yeah, he
voiced Splinter.
He's doing Splinter. He's doing Splinter, and apparently, like, apparently he killed it. Nice. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we definitely have to go see it. It's a star-studded cast. Also, you know what I learned this week while we're on the subject? So Post Malone is actually a really talented country, like, folk singer. Like, he's got a fantastic voice. He did guest vocals on this guy's song, Drunk Dial, on Noah Kahan. And you take away the autotune, and man, the guy's got talent. So, yeah.
Yeah, he just
was Gary
from that pop crap.
The auto tune. Yeah, he should either do hardcore or folk. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Mutant Mayhem. I'm super excited for it. When we go see that movie, I'm not ordering popcorn. I'm ordering a pizza for sure. Like,
yeah,
there's pizza and a Coke is how you have to watch that movie. Like, if there's, you could maybe get away with nachos.
If I could figure out how to do it and get away with it, I would smuggle a couple large pizzas from Pizza Hut or somewhere in there.
I mean, here's the thing. If you get one of the theater workers that cares at all, they're just going to let you go.
True.
You're like, dude, I'm like, watching.
Dude, we're watching Ninja Turtles. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah, please. Oh,
okay.
Like if they're
like acceptable.
Like if they're the real ones, then maybe.
Yeah. Now, if we lived somewhere where you could get the 36 or the 32 inch pizzas,
yeah,
just take one of those in there,
right?
And a freaking what is it? A TV tray.
There we go.
Or a couple TV trays so it fits.
Or, you know, just those In-N-Out trays.
There you go.
Matt's got a couple.
Monsters. Monsters.
No, so the at picture show on our movie theater, honestly, the pizza's not bad, so.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I'll probably order a pepperoni, get some jalapenos on the side, sprinkle them on. It'll be a good movie.
All this pizza talk. I'm hungry for pizza. And there's nobody open anymore that will deliver.
Oh, darn it, yeah.
So. There's DiGiorno. It's not delivered.
All right, so there's this really cool thing that's happening in the comics, speaking of monsters. There is a new symbiote that is apparently bonding with Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow, in Marvel Comics. Here.
I saw that in her that cover art.
That looks awesome. I'm just thinking of the possibilities. Let me see if I can find the cool. There we go.
And from my understanding, she's going to stay that way for a while.
Yeah, this is
apparently... Oh, wow.
Apparently, that's this cool. Isn't a one-off thing. So apparently, she's getting these powers for a bit. And the thing is that, like, Peter Parker uses his for good and a lot of, really great stuff. Natasha Romanoff is one of the most dangerous people...
Is it actually
as a
Venom?
Normal person. No, it's a symbiote.
I know.
It's a different symbiote. It's a spin... I believe it's an offshoot of Venom. Another... Like Venom Child.
Like one of his. Nice. Yeah. So that's incredibly dangerous. My question is, what does a while mean, though? Because, like, here's the thing. They say, like, oh, Wolverine's going to be dead for a while. That lasted, like, 6 months.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean.
That's a while.
But at least, but I'm thinking that they're going to have it as a, like, good part of the story. So, like, it's going to cross over. It's not just going to be in one comic book or a what if or something
that's
like that.
That's very cool. I like how they incorporate the Black Widow.
Right? Isn't that awesome?
And the Spider.
What I really hope that they do with this storyline is, like, the symbiote suit gives her a crazy amount of innate abilities, but, like, you know how, like, Steve Rogers kind of, like, lost control in Secret Empire, was doing a lot of good with, but the wrong way. I hope we see that with Natasha Romanoff. Like, she's getting a lot of revenge and, like, doing a lot of justice, but in the most graphic, horrific way possible. Like, we're talking about someone who's already has a healing factor, you know, enhanced, abilities when it comes to running and slight strength.
If she just used some of the normal Venom powers, she could attach her, like, her little, like, knockout gauntlets, and she could shoot them around corners. Like, that's not even the most lethal thing. That's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of stuff that Venom could do.
She essentially became a Mortal Kombat character, like.
Kinda, very possibly.
I mean, so, like, people think she doesn't have superpowers, but she does. Like, they've given her, like, enhanced human abilities, not to the extent of, like, Winter Soldier or Captain America, but it's just, like, she gets punched, like, she's gonna recover from a fall or a broken bone or something a lot quicker than the average person.
Yeah, well, she's got all that Red Room stuff, right?
Yeah. So, like I said, just imagine, like, the most perfect, like, finely tuned killing machine, and you just allowed it to go Super Saiyan. Really.
Right. No, I think that's super.
I don't know.
I think it's super cool.
Who would you guys like to see also get their own symbiote?
I don't know, but I was going to say, like, after Natasha getting that, it's like it's taken this long for them to somehow tie her in an arc to the Spider-Verse. It's like it's a little on the nose. You'd think that this would have happened a long time ago.
You think that you'd think
or something
that,
similar.
So I know that they did okay with it, but It's wild that they didn't use this character instead of the Spider-Woman they used. Like, why didn't they use Black Widow? Yeah.
In
the Spider-Verse movies.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
Like, Black Widow's literally a spider-themed hero that...
It would have made just as much sense as using Spider-Woman.
Yeah, it really would have. In fact, it would have made actually more sense, in my opinion.
In the way that they utilized her in the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, if they would have replaced that character right there, and they just would have straight swapped it for this character here, it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Because they had the whole, like, they had the whole spider cycle with the, like, knockout stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of Natasha's.
That's a good point.
It's kind of Natasha's moveset. Like,
yeah. Hail Hydra.
I think it would be
your Hydra tattoo was like full frame on the video.
Oh, perfect. So I think who I'd like to see with the symbiote is J. Jonah Jameson, Spider-Woman, and Mysterio or Mr. Sinister.
I thought J. Jonah Jameson had it at one point, didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up.
I could be wrong. I know there's been like a lot of weird, wild Venom events they've had.
I would like to see Aunt May. That would be crazy. Especially if it was a symbiote out to kill Spider-Man.
What if it wasn't, though? What if it, like... what if it wasn't out to kill Spider-Man, but she just had the symbiote the whole time? It's just been, like, chilling there, helping Spider-Man out. But he didn't know.
So,
the goblin comes in, swings in, goes to attack Aunt May, and just, like... this thing just pops out of her.
That'd be funny.
So he did be confused with Carnage at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Also, Aunt May did fuse with Venom at one point.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yes. And also she made wheat cakes.
Wheat cakes? Cool. Are we ready for our next story?
Sure.
Awesome. We're going to pause for this real quick coffee ad. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a three-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
All right, we're back.
We are back. So, man, this looks like it's moving forward, and it makes me sad. There's the director of Fast X and The Incredible Hulk... Louis Leterrier? Here, spell that. So say that name. It's freaking my brain out, apparently.
I would say it's Leterrier.
That's probably why. It's French.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, we got to silence our studio audience here. Yeah, but apparently they're making a Fortnite movie, and I don't even understand, like...
The cats.
What are they going to do for this movie? Like, how this game doesn't have a plot.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
I give you $10. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will star in it.
I mean, it's not in a... It doesn't take place in a jungle, though, so maybe not.
Oh, they'll put a jungle in there. They'll figure it out.
Never mind. That is the joke. Anyway, whatever. It's fine.
What broke him?
Mayhem over here.
Nothing. He's going to fix some of the cats. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with this movie. I'm just like, I really don't. And like, yeah, Dwayne Johnson could be in there. It could be because he's because like
me. Yeah. To be honest, it was a matter of time before they made a Fortnite movie. If Twisted Metal did good and then, you know, Uncharted was made a movie and,
well, the thing is, you Uncharted, but the thing is, like, Uncharted is all plot and Twisted Metal at least had a plot too. The plot of Fortnite is shoot each other and don't die.
Yeah.
And it's no, cartoony. Like, it doesn't make sense to, I don't know. In my opinion, it doesn't make sense to make it a movie or any kind of TV series.
What they'll do is they'll play it off as a, you know, Hunger Games ripoff.
That's essentially what it is. It's more of a ripoff of the actual Battle Royale movie. Like, for real, though.
Yeah. No, that's what they'll do. Well, in...
Because, you know, when people were saying, like, Hunger Games is a Battle Royale ripoff, this is 100% a Battle Royale... That's the only thing that's going to make sense. So, like, are they going to be like...
Yeah.
I want to know, like, how do you play this kind of movie? Who's the main character? What's the...
They'll make some kind of a convoluted plot for it.
Yeah, I'm just... I don't...
What other video game movies have come out in the last...
Well, like...
Twisted Metal just came out.
Twisted Metal coming out. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. I think that at least had a story. They're not following that story at all. Because that story's bananas nuts and won't make any sense on a TV series. Because it's about some guy promising you stuff and then you rise through the ranks by beating people in a lot of car battles.
I think that's basically what they're doing.
No, they're doing a thing where it's like a post-apocalypse kind of deal.
It's like a Mad Max scenario. Sort
of, but that's but what you just explained is basically the plot of what... what's his name's character is doing?
Sort of, yeah.
Like delivering something and battling other.
But the driving character is basically the devil. Like, the driving character of it is basically the devil going like, "I'm gonna give you things," and then you pick a character, and when you get through there, the character has a story end.
Okay.
And most of the time, it's they got to murder that person they were trying to kill. Look at that.
It was Mario that did so well. That's what it was.
Oh yeah. Mario did really well.
I still haven't seen it.
So because of the success of Mario, I think a lot of studios are wanting to pick up on movies. Is Fortnite going to be live action or animated?
I don't know. They, like I said, they're just kind of moving forward with the desire to do it, basically. They have a director, basically, that's really pushing on it.
Is Fortnite really Fast and Furious, like, 25, and they just don't want to, like, tell us?
It wouldn't surprise me.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me if in the next Fast and Furious movie they, like, go, "Let's get on this bus and jump off it in cars." Would it really surprise you that much? Like, would you really? It wouldn't surprise me that much. Hey,
so I watched a TikTok where they were like, "So we have a pitch for the next Fast and Furious idea. They team up with the Transformers, but they get sent to hell and they have to race the devil."
If at the end of Fast and Furious they don't have some kind of race against the devil for a pink slip on a golden car or something crazy like that, I'd be very surprised. Like, I really would. Like, they're going bananas, crazy nuts, like, on everything. Like, you make jokes about that movie and then they happen. Like, did they time travel? Have they time traveled yet?
No.
Like, that's all they got left.
As stupid as the stunts they've done in the movie have been, it's all stuff that is at least somewhat feasible.
Cars in space, Steve.
Which is feasible. You can get cars in space.
Yeah, you know what else is better in space?
But when did they do that? They didn't put cars in space.
I think they didn't last movie, didn't they?
No, they never put cars in space in any of those movies.
I thought they did.
That was a joke you made.
No, I thought somebody told me they did.
No. I think there's probably a space scene for some reason in one of them, but it didn't involve cars.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because everything there involves cars.
Not really. I mean, that was the backbone of like the first couple movies, and then it became something more.
I mean, there was car fighting in the last one, so like straight up car karate.
Car karate.
I saw a clip.
You mean a demolition-esque derby? Or demolition movie-esque?
No, like on the highway like doing spins to kick cars off of a bridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically demolition derby just ramped up.
Yes, except for one car is perfectly fine at the end. And like seven aren't.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys talk about the Mask of the Phantasm thing?
No, we did not.
Okay, so one of the Batman movies that like it's classic. It's underrated by some people and overrated by others, in my humble opinion. But it's Mask of the Phantasm. It was one of the It was a movie spinoff from Batman the Animated Series. It was
yes. It was. And Bruce Wayne, it was like Bruce Wayne's like childhood hero.
Yeah. It's getting spun off for its 30th anniversary it's getting re-released in 4K for its 30th anniversary, apparently.
Yeah, I could use it.
Nice.
Yeah. And that means that this kid, oh my gosh. I just got really old, like 20 years older, just thinking about how old this is. But that is kind of cool. It's cool that they're remastering it because, yeah, they were doing hand animation, so it wasn't some incredible thing.
Yeah.
Are we recording video?
No, we're not recording video.
Oh, thank God.
We should be, though. This gratuitous butt shot brought to you by Jake.
He can't hear us.
Sorry, oh, that makes it so much better.
Some of my pops fell, so I had to like get the museum wax to.
Oh, did you have to hold them down? Yeah, but you had to, you know, really.
It's a good thing we're recording the video from this episode. We had the gratuitous Jake butt shot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, pervert.
You know what? Yeah, I decided to wear pants.
Yes. Yes, we are.
We're not actually recording, but that would have been funny.
Yeah.
So it was front and center.
It would have been our first episode that we made more than $100. Not for the right reasons.
Should I get mine?
Comic Talk has a new platform.
Oh, God.
I'll leave that.
Anyway, what's our next story?
Find us on the new Twitter, X.
Nope. Sure, that's what I was talking about. Hey.
CT616 OnlyFans.
Hey. That's totally where I was going. I was just going to let that one lie. Yeah. All right, so.
Let's move on.
Netflix released a poster and trailer for an upcoming animated series, Castlevania Nocturne. I'm a little sad that I've now canceled Netflix because I want to see that, but I don't know if I want to wait till September.
You know what? Dude, screw Netflix. Like,
honestly, you and your high horse. So
yeah, I know. But the thing is like...
No, dude. No. Here's the thing.
I was... note the sarcasm, Jake.
He's sarcasming.
Like, so like we've been doing that thing and we called them. We're like, hey, we travel a lot. Like, this is going to be an issue. Like, well, you only could do it 6 times a year. And I was like, we travel more than fucking 6 times a year. Stupid. Anyways, so they turned off access to all our mobile devices.
What?
Or Netflix watching. And not only that, Netflix now blocks you from using Apple from screen sharing onto a different TV from your device. So if you have Netflix on your device, even if it's approved, and you want to AirPlay it or screen share, it blocks you from doing that.
See, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So,
like, even it's So if you have if one of your devices that's approved is like your phone, and you want to screen share it to a TV, Netflix will block you from doing that.
Like, who cares how I use it? It's not their business.
Apparently they do.
Well, no, they're also mad that I'm on a VPN. Like, yeah, that's why I'm on it. Like, the reason that you're
checking, yeah, like how,
the reason I'm on it.
How dare you protect your information?
Yep.
Like,
and also you know want to watch shows.
You know what's crazy? I think it was like March 2010 or 2012. And they literally X'd this, you know, because now Twitter's not a thing. And they said, love is sharing a password. Those were the company's corporate words. That was the motto that they were going to stand by.
Yeah. No, I don't, well, the thing is, like, yeah, so it's kind of crazy because, like, they're still releasing a lot of good content. Like, I don't hate their content. But I'm getting real, well, there's a couple.
Their content could shove it. Like, honestly, they could. Here's the thing. If a terrorist attack hit their building and all their corporate overlords were the only ones that passed away, I wouldn't be sad.
Yeah.
I'd be like, huh, maybe you should allow password sharing and some crazy psycho wouldn't come in with a bomb strapped to their chest. Well,
I understand if you don't want to do unlimited password sharing. Totally makes sense.
Nope.
Not making threats. Not those ones. Not ones I can't make good on. I mean, not ones I don't intend on making good on.
It's sad because they're getting the kind of guy that goes in and like clogs the bathroom with a giant, massive turd and walks away.
Oh no, I'd do that 100%. Or
well, yeah, why clog your own?
Here's what you really do, and I've learned this working in an office now because I accidentally did this one time. What you do?
Oh, no.
What you do? Is you eat like something that's going to give you some gas, like maybe some cabbage, some beans, something like that. You fart right before you get off the elevator. You send it up.
you are a menace. Go wow. Work for corporate Netflix.
And I thought Jake was bad.
I did it on an accident, but I laughed so hard.
Accident. Air quotes.
I laughed. Here's the thing, Matt. I'm not sorry. I laughed so hard when I realized what I did. Because like I was gonna go up to the fourth floor and then I like I forgot something so I was getting off and then I just ripped it.
He just crop dusted the elevator.
I sent it up through the elevator to a floor that I don't work on.
So I'm gonna do an Instagram poll and I'm gonna ask what's worst: crop dusting and sending a fart with an elevator full of people. Or bombing an office.
No.
Guaranteed.
There were no people. It just opened up to the open office upstairs.
No. What'd be funnier is if you did that and it went up to some executives, and as soon as that door opened, they just got a face full.
My boss's office is as close to that elevator as possibly can be. I felt so I kind of felt bad, but I was also dying of laughter, so I was like, I can't feel too bad, right?
Dude, I did something like that once too. I was Christmas shopping one Christmas and this old lady was behind me and I had something fierce. And so it was silent. I would just let sneak out. I did not know someone was behind me. And this sweet old lady, you just hear and like I look behind and she's like turning like bluish pale, and she just kind of like pulled over to the other aisle because it got her and punched her right in the lungs, or what lungs she had left.
That's funny. Oh my gosh,
it was awful. I felt so bad, and she knew it was me. There was no one else around. It was, yeah.
Anyways,
They announced the DC thing that I, like, this is a DC thing that, for some reason, this is the most DC thing I care about right now. Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2, apparently it's a DC project they're doing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's the Justice League has disappeared, and the Mystery Inc. gang are looking for them. So they're doing a thing, because it kind of, this touches my childhood a little bit because there was like some crossovers with like Batman, Superman, and like Super Friends.
Yeah.
with Scooby-Doo. So I'm curious what they're going to do with this and how it's going to go. How serious they're going to take this, because I don't know. It seems like a super silly premise, but it does seem like something kind of fun. And like I said, it's the only DC property I currently care about right now. Because, like,
you know,
DC's been losing me lately, like, real hard.
I saw the trailer for it, and it looked awful.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks annoying.
Well, because it's for little kids, then. That's okay. Is it any more annoying than Fortnite? Power rankings. Fortnite, high, low.
It's not quite as annoying as Fortnite, but more annoying than Power Rangers.
All right. All right, that's fair.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So, a series that we didn't think was going to happen, the Lando one. The Lando series that we heard about, we'd heard rumors about, and then it kind of died, has now kind of come back. So there, it looks like they are going to be moving forward with a Lando series for Star Wars.
Starring Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, and apparently he's attached to write as well.
Nice.
So he's going to be doing part of the writing, or he's got to have some kind of writing control, which is kind of, I think it's good sometimes with certain actors, especially Donald Glover's great. Like, his comedy timing is amazing. So I think he's going to be really good in this. I'm curious.
He was very good in Solo.
He was really good in Solo. But no, I'm saying, like, with his other stuff, like, mm-hmm. He was a comedian, basically. And, like, so his timing's good. So I think that he's going to do great in this. I'm super curious what they're going to do for the series. I'm curious, like, what kind of story are they going to tell?
Like,
a smuggler story, story.
Probably it'll be good. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, yeah. So, and I think they're going to do good with it. I really, really hope so. All right, this was a story we had to talk about because it irked me, and then I told Steve, and he said the same thing that I was thinking. And I posted it twice because apparently it irked me so much.
Real quick, this is our last story, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna run our other ad real fast, and then we'll talk about this.
Sure.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Anyway, yeah. So, tell us about this story.
So, all right, Jake. Hey, Jake, do you think the Dungeons & Dragons movie made money?
I would hope so. Like, the popcorn tubs sold out like crazy. So there had been a licensing deal. The toys were flying off the shelves.
But that's
I would say, yeah.
They're saying that during a recent interview that with Paramount Pictures CEO Brian Robbins, he was asked if they're going to do a possible sequel. And he said, we're going to have to figure out a way to make it for a lot less. They spent $150 million on it, which is a big amount of money, but not for that kind
not
of
not for a movie like that.
That's
not a huge budget.
And they said they made they only made $208 million back.
So which, you made a profit.
Which, yeah, $58 million in profit.
Huh?
That is in profit as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, the cost is, like, everybody else. The people that worked on it have been paid at that point. So that $58 million is profit fully.
Yeah.
Like,
here's the thing. Did they expect it to become like a pop culture phenomenon?
Well, the thing is, they probably would have had more people watching it in theaters if they didn't release it on streaming so soon after.
Yeah, it wasn't that soon after. Not any more than most movies now. It was
pretty soon, though. Like,
it was a few months.
Here's the thing. It's a fantastic movie. And
oh, it is.
I think the sequel would do better because I think people were hesitant, right? Because, like, the last couple of D&D movies were, like, awful. Like, blue lipstick awful.
Possibly. Well, wasn't that a lot of people didn't watch it because they were mad at Wizards for the other stuff. It's like, that's a stupid reason to not watch it.
Well, the thing is also, like, are they counting the streaming views, like, for a revenue?
No.
Because, like, yeah, it's, I got, like, two different services that are telling me that I can watch it on there. So, like, it's getting watched a bunch.
But also, like, let's also think about it this way, too, is this, like, how many people got into playing D&D because of the movie? So either way, like, a movie was a lot successful, I think, in other areas of success than just the profit in the theater.
But remember, this is the CEO of Paramount Pictures. None of that other stuff is going to affect their
one. Right.
But the pure movie profit, not including any extra stuff.
Right, but if I was a CEO, I'd be like, hey, what is it doing to affect, like what's this movie? Has this movie made an effect?
Yeah.
If people are calling for a sequel, make the sequel. And I guarantee you the sequel would probably do way better than the original.
Well, and the thing is, he makes the point that, like, the D&D universe is great because you can make a movie that's more focused and centralized in a couple locations. That's fine, but don't act like the movie didn't make enough money. Like, that's $58 million. They'll probably starve. I bet. I don't know if they can eat on that. Like,
right.
They'll probably have to sell the second mansion.
Like, yeah, that's not a huge profit for a movie that, you know, but that's still, that's
yeah. But mind you, that's just the movie.
It didn't bomb.
No, it did really, really well.
You
made
the money back that you know, for the budget plus some.
But also, wasn't that like the biggest box office for like a month almost?
It might have been. I don't know.
It was a long time.
It really had no competition for a long while.
Yeah, I mean, they released it in a time that, like, the time of the year or whatever, that they don't release a lot of movies. A lot of people didn't go to necessarily see it right away, but they made their money. Come on now. Like, I understand if they want to... Yeah. I understand if they want to make it a little cheaper, or if they're like, hey, I think we want to do a more centralized story. That's fair. But don't act like it was like, it didn't lose money. Come on now.
Anywho.
I personally hope they do, more movies. Like, there's so many things they could do. They could literally do, like, Curse of Strahd as a series. There's really nothing holding them back from just going like ham wild on all of this stuff. And they really should, because here's the thing. If Paramount wants to make money, this has a universe where they can literally do whatever they want. Put D&D on it and make money. Like, you could literally have Wizard Bear Knights.
That's fair. Well, that, and you can like, you can just kind of, there, you know, there is some leeway, I'm sure, to go, like, to make some stuff up. Like, it's what most people do when they play these games. So, like, you can make up a little bit, you know. Now, there's established lore for the Sword Coast, but
for D&D, I think it works better if you use established places and stuff.
No, but
otherwise you're just throwing the D&D name on generic high fantasy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, you want to do something a little bit off the beaten path, like, or go somewhere real quick. Secret Villages, man. Whatever. Yeah. There's also an Underdark that nobody's mapped out.
Right, or Space Jammer.
Or the Spelljammer. Yeah, the Spelljammer space stuff. Yeah. Wild Space.
Yeah.
Like, they have that a kind of idea of how that's set up, but what does it look like?
That'd be fantastic. There's a lot you can do. Yeah. There's so many different worlds that
oh, are yeah.
established.
Oh, definitely. Well,
there's just so much that there's really not any excuse for them to not make a sequel. There really isn't. You know, and if they don't make a sequel, I feel like that's just because they're not confident in their ability to make good movies.
If they don't make a sequel, it's because they hate money. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, they just have an allergy to it.
No, it's not that. It sounds like he's greedy and wants to make more money than they did. Or, like, wants to make sure they make more. So let's spend less so that we make more. It's like, just make
right, but that,
spend what you need to make it good.
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
Matt's correct, though. Like, sorry, Matt's correct, though. Like, they released it when the whole Wizards of the Coast stuff was going down. Like, it was bad timing. And now that everyone's over that, do it again, and I guarantee you.
No, you'd still have the same idiots not watching it because they're still angry about it.
Yeah, but...
Because everybody was excited about it before that whole debacle, and then, oh, I'm not watching that because I'm mad. You're dumb.
It's like, well, okay, you can be mad, but it's still a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. Like, go ahead and be upset. That's fine. Whatever. No.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna say this to Paramount. If you don't make a sequel, that means you admit that you make bad movies. So prove us wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I will have to shoot down one of your earlier recommendations, though. Curse of Strahd would make a horrible campaign.
You mean movie?
Or movie. Campaign for a movie. Sorry, that would be a horrible campaign to turn into a movie. No matter how you play it.
Which one?
Curse of Strahd.
Oh, yeah.
Strahd's a whiny baby man who got slapped in the face.
That's why you get Adam Driver to play him.
Yeah, if he was played by Adam Driver, it would actually make sense. Like,
I'm going to destroy a whole thing because I didn't get what I wanted.
That's 100% his motivation.
Okay, but why does it have to be Adam Driver? That can be written that way for anybody.
Yeah, I know, but Adam Driver does pretty good at the, like, edgy...
That's just because he's a really good actor and plays the part that he's given.
Yeah, but it was funnier. It's funny to pick an edgy guy that did some edgy things.
Okay.
Ooh, no, Jared Leto.
That actually would be perfect. Jared Leto's such a good actor, though.
Yeah, that could go one of two ways. He could really...
Or we go really weird with it. We get Keanu Reeves to play Strahd.
Actually, Keanu Reeves would be really good as Strahd because, like... Somebody needs to slap him just at some point. And, like, Keanu Reeves has done some pretty good stuff recently, but, like, he still deserves a slap. I mean, just saying.
Or... We go with the meme route, and we do the comedy casting, and we get Nicolas Cage.
There's so many. I just want to see that a few times because, like, they set him up as really intimidating, and then you just kind of wipe the floor with him by comparison to all the other stuff that you fight in that campaign.
See that,
but that's why it'd be funny. Is like, I would like to see like a Xanathar heist, Waterdeep.
Yeah, I kind of want to see something. Really
cool.
That'd
be cool.
That kind of thing would be cool because I like the kind of thing where you don't have to necessarily have the strongest protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a protagonist that like, oh no, there's a lot of people that could wipe the floor with me. There's a couple heist ones. Yeah, there's a couple.
That being said, we need an Elminster series.
Yeah, that sounds better. I'd go for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they do another movie if they like have Dritz in it or something.
Just have him run along the background, just for half a second. Let everybody be like, because there's like one person it could be.
Just at a bar.
Huh? Yeah.
Just have him at a bar?
Maybe at a bar, or just, like, walking down the street, or, like, running from something in the background, or running to after something.
Like, he's like, hey.
Like, was that a dark elf running by? Yeah, okay. Is that a drow? In the daylight? Weird. Okay.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, never mind. That's going to sound really bad. I was going to say, like, they should all be, like, riding a city cart.
What? And then yeah, sure. Why not?
You know where Drist would be sitting.
The front? Because it's a cart, and that's how you ride them? That's how you drive them. There's only one chair.
Well, no, it's like a city cart, so there are multiple seats. It's like a bus.
All right, fun.
Oh, that's been a good episode.
Yeah.
Dang good show.
Dang good show.
Dang good show.
Just a dang good show.
That's the name of this episode.
Dang good show.
So, Jake, I wanted to give my brother something special for his birthday. Like, I gave him a present, but today I gave him his real present. And he'll get it sometime in the future. I used my good, bad, and face tat
scene
to harass him.
No.
Yeah.
I'll tell
you about it later. I don't want to spoil it here.
Okay. Don't spoil it. Actually, you know what? Let me wait till I watch it.
Yeah, wait till you watch it. You'll. Okay. So good. It's gonna be good. Anyways.
So good.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You can't see hand motions on our. You can't see hand motions over audio, but I'm making the Italian. Show. Like, good. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well.
Anyways. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. I think that's going to be it. I think we're going to wrap up here.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we dig up any more stuff, there wasn't a lot of big stuff that came out of San Diego with the writer's strike and the
actor's strike.
And the actor's strike.
Yeah.
So.
There'll be stuff coming out.
There's a lot of smaller stuff. So we'll dig more stuff up and talk about that next week. That may be the season finale. Whatever episode we wrap up, San Diego stuff will be our season finale for this season.
Sounds good.
It'll be the next one or two episodes.
Okay.
So anyway, right. Yeah.
Well, with that, thanks for joining us here for Comic Talk 616. I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I'm Steve, supreme space wizard.
I'm Badmouth Jake.
Okay.
You guys have a great week.